Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmel. I'm my co-host here, Dave Popowich. We have got a very interesting and exciting show today.
Yep.
Two things I think many people in this city are looking forward to learning more about is what's happening to my real estate,
right?
Where the price is going in this city, and then what's happening in the markets. How do you profit? How do you make money? Mm-hmm. Areas of opportunity, and what are the big risks for 2023? So we've got that all covered today. That's going to be a great show.
It's a show. Big show. You bet. And we'll get started. We'll get started right now, because I want to talk a little bit about what happened this week, as we often do in the first segment. There was actually a pretty big development this week.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know about this big development, Dave Popowich is a Justin Bieber fan. He did sell his record collection and all the rights to another company. Rumor is $200 million. I know you're upset. It's okay. You can still listen to your favorite Justin Bieber song.
Hey, I bought the rights, so I expect that there's going to be some decent cash flow going. I didn't buy the rights.
I had no idea. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That you'd buy the
little spare change kicking around.
Yeah, you
in the
got
back
200
pocket.
Million just lying around.
Yeah, yeah. And two daughters? Not even maybe.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. So that was the first surprise. Mm. The second surprise that came out, more important, I think, to the rest of the world, not just you, Dave, is that the Bank of Canada decided to actually have a communication out there saying we're going to pause. We're going to pause raising interest rates at this point.
Conditionally. They stressed that a number of times. Conditionally.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because the Bank of Canada has led the developed world in terms of how aggressive and hawkish they've been in interest rate increases. The question is, are they leading the rest of the world now on pausing?
And that actually shapes up the conversation about what's the risk and who does it benefit?
Well, go ahead.
Right, so yeah. I think when we start looking at what the conventional media will talk about,
right.
They'll talk about housing.
Right.
They'll talk about real estate. They'll talk about mortgages.
Yep.
They'll talk about debt. But there's another round of opportunity that people are missing out on now.
Mm-hmm. So there was another quarter point increase. Let's put that on the table too, right?
Expected, yep.
Yeah, as expected. So those people that do have debt will feel that. Those people that have savings will also feel that. That's attached to the cash rates and so on and so
Correct.
Forth, right? The pause is interesting. I watched the Bank of Canada governor speak at the press conference after, and he was talking, Faisal, about that it's necessary to pause here because they have been very aggressive at raising rates. And so they haven't seen the full effect of those rates on the impact. They know they're in restrictive territory. They know there is a mounting body of evidence suggesting that the rate increases are slowing the economy and having the desired effects to rebalance demand and supply. But they don't know if they've gone too far or if they've gone far enough. We'll have to see. That's why they're pausing, right?
Yeah.
And so it gets a bit of a breather. Now, what's the ripple effect of that through asset markets? Things like stocks and bonds, right? There's a bit of a breather here. We get to price now in this pause. They said conditional, so if inflation doesn't come down, they could continue to increase rates at this point,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's why he was stressing conditional. And I think central banks have been very clear that they want to remain, they want markets to think that they're going to stay here for a while until inflation gets crushed, right? So there's a bit of a difference between what the bond markets are saying.
When you say crushed, you mean going back to what the target
2%.
Rate?
2%, yeah, sorry, crushed. Crushed from here down to 2%, what their target rate is.
Yeah.
Bond markets don't believe that they're going to be on hold for all that long, though. And I did see the Bank of Governor not call them out directly, but saying it's too early to talk about rate decreases. Bond markets are already saying that we're going to see rate decreases at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So where's the opportunity?
So think about it when you're approaching or living in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Think about where the landscape is as of today.
Mm-hmm.
This time last year, we used this terminology called TINA. There is no alternative. You have to go to stocks.
Yep.
Today, there is alternatives.
Right.
So there's an opportunity to look at fixed income world. I can't believe I'm the one saying this. You're the bond guy. And there's an opportunity there. Second, the equity markets don't really care about the Bank of Canada's interest rates. The equity markets are more focused on what the Federal Reserve is doing, regardless of the nation that where you're investing in, mm-hmm. Canada, US, internationally. Mm-hmm. And they don't really care as much. Individual stocks may vary, but in the market as general, Canada is an irrelevant piece to the global equity market.
Very small.
In the fixed income world, in Canada only, there's an opportunity to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we've seen the bond market do well across the board around the world. But in Canada specifically, there's been some great opportunity. Now, what people are missing out on is you can still make more money than what the interest or the prevailing interest rates are in the bond market.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that in bonds?
If the bond market is correct and interest rates start to get cut, what the bonds that you own will go up in price.
Right.
Very different than GICs.
Right.
And so here's the opportunity of having a diversified portfolio and looking at alternatives to GICs. So this, I think, is going to be a point where, though, when you think about retirees, and I blame conventional media for this, they talk about the fixed income investor, the fixed income retiree,
right,
and they look at GIC rates. And I'm not saying GIC rates are not appropriate for certain individuals.
Or for certain circumstances, right?
Fantastic, yeah. But what I think gets missed, because it's very difficult to some people to explain how the bond market works, mm-hmm, that there is opportunity to make even more than GICs in a bond investment, even if it's the Government of Canada bond or a high-grade corporate bond.
Right, right.
So there's, I think for a retiree today, the opportunities are now more. There's more tools in the tool belt to use.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to take on a significant amount of risk like you did in previous years to get the same type of return.
Yeah. We suffered some pain last year for rising interest rates. The positive for that for the retiree who is generally a saver, right, is that we can get pretty decent rates now on the conservative part of the portfolio. Right? Whereas last year, as you said, Tina, if you wanted returns, you had to be in the equity markets.
Yeah.
And that comes with a corresponding amount of risk, right? And people forget the risk part of the equation all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's one key thing that you can really look out to. Here's my prediction for at least the next few months. The markets have done pretty well. You're going to get some people chasing after returns.
Yes.
And they're going to take on these big numbers that they've seen in the equity market and say, I want that return. What they're failing to see is what's the risk you have to take. And there is an alternative this time.
Right.
And so I think there's opportunity. There's opportunity for growth. There's opportunity for lower risk, lower volatility, without risking your capital.
Exactly.
And that can just strengthen the probability of success in retirement.
Now, let's say the Bank of Canada goes on hold. I want to caution people to thinking that means we're all clear, right? That's not true yet, right? We expect that there will continue to be bumps and it continue to be choppy, right? There's still a potential recession. There's certainly a slowdown in economics. So there's a bunch of stuff still going on, right? Which goes back to the comment about risk. Make sure you're managing your risk appropriately, right? And then be realistic about the return that you can get with the amount of risk that you're prepared to take.
This is the analogy I use, Dave. I say, think about this as if Dave was at the dessert bar. Just because he says he's taking a breather doesn't mean he's not going to go at it again. You know? You could go right back at it.
I'm trying not to be that guy, Faisal. Yes,
see?
I'm weak.
Right? At some point, their pause might be a retracement. Right. You'll leave.
Yep.
You may have to come back to the dessert bar later on.
I may have to have another
on,
bite, yes.
Depending on when.
Yep.
Depending on the conditions.
Yep.
Right, and that's exactly where the central bankers are. Depending on the conditions, do we raise interest rates? Do we continue to pause? Or do we start to cut interest rates? The bond market right now is saying a cut. It might change in the next little while too. They're gonna just pause.
Right.
And they're gonna hold it for a while. We don't know the response yet. It's gonna take some time, but keep an eye on the bond market. It's an interesting leading indicator of what's to come.
Now, given that nobody is retired for just 1 year, right? That's not the goal. We want to retire for a long period of time. Structure and discipline and strategy over time means something. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about structure, discipline, and protecting your retirement income for the rest of your life on Tuesday, February 21st, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats to come to this seminar. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
With the increase in interest rates and mortgage rates, is your house price in Calgary going to get crushed this year? Stick around after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.